Welcome to the Daily Dietitian Podcast. I am your host, Stacey Mitchell. I am so happy to have you here. My goal for this podcast is to break down the latest health topics and help clear the clutter in the messy world of nutrition and fitness. We hope to inspire, educate, and entertain all things wellness. Join us as we talk with experts in their fields on how to feel our best in our own body and mind. Thank you for joining us this week again in our mini meal planning series. I have to focus on what I'm saying so I don't mess up those words. But today it's you're just talking to me. So I kind of wanted to share more with you to make meals easier, know what to make, easy meal ideas, and some simple, actually super duper easy recipes that I want to provide you with in my 7-day meal plan mini ebook or whatever you would like to call it. But I'm going off script here and I just have my 7-day meal plan lined up and I'm going to talk you through on what is actually in here. I've been using this with my clients for a couple of years and it's just a good baseline guide to start off the week. And when I am making meals or writing recipes, obviously, as a dietitian, I have a few things in mind: nutrients packed with colorful foods, filled with fiber, pairing items with adequate protein, healthy sources of fat, and what we cannot forget here, I'm big on this, satisfy those cravings, balance those blood sugars, improving your overall nutrition within the meal, and really keeping ingredients simple. And let's not forget, easy meal prep and make, because I don't have a lot of time. And these ideas are flexible to your needs. So if, say, you don't have this item that day, you can swap out another item within there. That's how I roll. So let me talk you through on this meal plan. I have breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks all included in here. So the recipes, we will start off with breakfast ideas. Egg cups. You may have seen them before in my feed. They are super easy to make. You can make them for the week. Another one is Power Overnight Oats and Chia. Extremely high in fiber and super filling. The first time I made these, we were going to the Iowa State football game. And in my head, I'm like, you better eat something because it's going to be a crazy mess at the game. And I kept telling myself, I'm really not that hungry because those oats and chia really filled me up. But I knew I should eat something to kind of fill in the gap because I didn't know when we were going to eat. Heck, we might be in line just waiting to get to the game. But those oats and chia kept me so full. So that is included in here. We have mini breakfast pizzas that can be easily put together and put in the air fryer. Oh my gosh. And then some of these I haven't made in a while. And I'm like, oh, I need to make these again. The chocolate coconut date bites. They have 1, 2, 3, 4 ingredients. And every time I make them, I'm like, how are these so good? They just really satisfy my sweet tooth. I keep them in the freezer. So the texture of them is like a frozen Almond Joy or like a frozen candy bar too, which I am all about that. We have a snack idea, which could totally be a breakfast idea. My everyday smoothie, and feel free to make this your own. If you do not have protein powder, I put that as optional. And also this superfood powder I added in there. You don't have to have that. I just had it on hand. And sometimes I put it in there. A lot of the times I don't. But it has the basis of a type of a liquid, greens, berries, banana. Super simple, but delicious. And then I also talk about my beloved Wasa crackers and different toppings you can put on them. The reason why I love these crackers is I really crave something crunchy and they're extremely filling. Like they just knock my hunger cravings out of the park. if I'm hungry, I'm like, oh, what can I put on my Wasa cracker? And remember, each cracker provides 3 grams of fiber. That is huge.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Lunch ideas. We have the superfood salad. And what I like about this combo is that I give you options. If you don't like a type of cheese, put something else on it. Or if you don't like a certain dressing, add something else. One of the secret ingredients in here, a drizzle of balsamic glaze that you can buy from the grocery store. It's amazing. Another lunch idea, veggie pasta salad shakers. I'm sure you've seen this on my feed or as a reel, but these are so nice to have ready for the week with just a few ingredients to have on hand. And add your cooked chicken, use up your veggies from your veggie tray, and you have a delicious salad to go. Snack lunch plate ideas. This one is so easy, so delicious, satisfy every single craving that you have. But I put options in groups here. So we have protein, fiber, fat, and colors. And so pick a few from each of those and then make your own plate. Make it fun. And you can see I added those chocolate coconut date bites on the side there too. Mmm, so good. Dinner idea, mini pizzas, give you some different options on that and how to cook them in your air fryer. Next dinner idea, hamburger, a veggie crockpot soup. I'm laughing because this reminds me of one of my clients that I had a couple years ago, and I'm pretty sure she made this every single week for 12 weeks straight. She loved it. We'd go back and going through her food log and she'd be like, oh, I made that hamburger veggie soup again. And I'm like, I hope you don't get sick of it, but that is fabulous that you're making that. What it is, we have hamburger, some chicken broth, salsa, and I put in there unsalted chicken broth. The reason why? Because we have sodium added in the other ingredients too. Another dinner idea is the salmon patty with roasted veggies. Now, there is a recipe to make your own salmon patties, but like I've shown in some of my reels, there are some great go-to products that are already made from Trader Joe's or Target that can be found in the frozen section. So that's a great option. Another dinner idea, I have zucchini and spaghetti made in the Instapot. This is so easy, and everything is done right in the Instapot. No other messy dishes. We have a sheet pan dinner idea. And last but not least is the strawberry and spinach salad, which again, it's another recipe that I'm like, oh my gosh, I haven't made this in a while. I need to make it again. And I think why I love it so much is the dressing. It's just a few simple ingredients and it really just makes the salad pop. I enjoy eating loads of lettuce when I can eat it with this dressing. So that is the rundown of the entire meal plan. And then at a glance, I have breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snack, all with pretty pictures that you can see. I'm a very visual person and I like to see it laid out for the week. And this just makes me really happy seeing it. And you will notice breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snack. If you've heard me before on my flexible meal planning method, I talk about finding 2 to 3 of your favorite breakfasts, lunch, and snacks. And keep it easy. We just rotate them for the week. So within this meal plan, I have 3 favorites for each of the breakfast, lunch, and snack. And you can see that repeated through the week. But dinner options, you will see there is a different one every single day. And in review, talking about the dinner ideas, we have sheet pan dinner, tacos and sides, spaghetti and zucchini, strawberry and walnut salad, mini pizzas, salmon patties, and crock pot hamburger soup. Just an FYI, if you need to add more food and this is not enough, please feel free to do so. Add a protein or a fruit or an extra veggie or an extra carb, whatever feels good for you. This is just ideas that you can kind of work with, play with. Now, I put on there the chocolate coconut date bites for snack. I would totally pair that with more food, maybe an apple, maybe a glass of milk, maybe a latte. Same with the berry smoothie. I like to eat my food instead of just drinking it all. Don't get me wrong. A smoothie is great. But again, just the smoothie, I may add some crackers to that or a couple handfuls of cereal or a trail mix. So this is just getting you on the idea of adding more balance, more nutrients to your meal plan already. Feel free to grab your own freebie 7-day meal plan on my website, dailydietitian.com. It should be right up there in the front, a little option. And if you are already signed up for the newsletter, I will be sending this out as well. So make this your own. Have fun with it. Add some new flavors. Add some more colors to your plate. And the whole point of doing this is to really just let you breathe a little bit in this meal planning series. Let you have an idea of, I know what we're having for dinner, even if my night is busy, or that lunch really made me feel good and satisfied and my cravings are crushed. So there are so many different hunger crushing options within these meals or snack. And again, how can you feel better from the food you eat? How can you enjoy the food that you're eating, fall in love with the foods you're eating, and just keep it simple and consistent? That concludes our mini series for meal planning. And so share this episode with a friend. I really appreciate you listening, and the podcast keeps on growing. So thank you so much and have a fabulous week.